Beatle fans, listen. Beatle Brunch has been remastered.
In the history of the Beatles.
The Beatles met and got together in 1958.
We were four guys. I met Paul and said, do you want to join my band? You know? And then George joined. And then Ringo joined. We were just a band who made it very, very big.
In 1964, they invaded America on the Ed Sullivan Show.
The Beatles, bring them on!
Then, for the next 6 years, blew the music world away with 20 number one hits, 19 American albums, plus the Red and Blues, live at the Hollywood Bowl, love songs and rock and roll music.
Gotta be rock and roll music.
I'll never forget it. I mean, that's what made me what I am, whatever it is I am. And it brought a lot of English musicians.
And like the Beatles, who jetted ahead in their solo years, Beatle Brunch has taken the show into the new millennium. Featuring the Beatles at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here in Cleveland tonight, Mr. Ringo Starr.
The Grammys on Saturday Night Live. Kimmel, Conan, and Fallon.
Tofu wings. Oh, my baby, when I hear you sing.
And on tour with Ringo and Paul.
I'd like to dedicate this one to three mates of mine. George, Ringo, and John, without whom?
Presenting The Brunch with me, Joe Johnson. It's Beatle Brunch Remastered. You'll hear current and classic live performances, tracks from the solo catalog.
I got my mind set on you,
but all I've got is a photograph.
Songs from artists who love the Beatles like Billy Joel, the Traveling Wilburys, and many more, all in celebration of the Fab Four.
It's all right.
It's fantastic.
Riding around in the
It's the Beatles yesterday and today, taking you back to where you once belonged and traveling with you where tomorrow never knows, pleasing a cross-section of Beatle fans from 25 to 64. The Brunch with Joe Johnson.
But yeah, without the Beatles, it would have been a very different world.
Go to brunchradio.com to hear a demo of The Brunch with Joe Johnson. Then, get with the program.